AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. An historic meeting between President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro at the summit of the Americas in Panama overshadowed swipes by Latin American leftist leaders. Before leaving Panama Saturday, Obama said he and Castro have agreed to work toward a peaceful and constructive relationship.
We agreed that we can continue to take steps forward that advance our mutual interests. We'll continue to work toward reestablishing diplomatic relations, reopening embassies in Havana and Washington, and encouraging greater contacts and commerce and exchanges between our citizens.
On the eve of her candidacy, the president said Hillary Clinton would make a good president, but he's staying out of the politics of whether she'll succeed him.
The president's both embracing his former Secretary of State and keeping his official distance.
She is my friend. I think she would be an excellent president.
But at a news conference here in Panama, Obama said Clinton's campaign is her own business. Still, he did allow she's got a strong message to deliver on behalf of working families and said no doubt she will do so. What does he think of her chances?
There's no shortage of people who are happy to opine on that. I will not be one of them.
Mark Smith with the President, Panama City.
Folks in Fairdale and Rochelle, northern Illinois farming communities that were heavily damaged by a killer tornado, were allowed to return home Saturday to assess the damage and salvage what they could from the rubble that once was their homes. Rochelle resident Adam Davis, who rescued his parents and saw his boyhood home in splinters, says this is a very good lesson that material things don't mean anything when your loved ones are in danger.
I would give this hallway 10 different times to be able to see my parents stand at that door again.
That's where he found them when he pulled up. This is AP Radio News. The Masters heads into the final round on Sunday. Jordan Spieth, the leader by four shots, fired a solid third round on Saturday, 2-under 70, but feels he could have been better.
I knew that something under par would be a good round. The greens kind of baked up and got quick and slippery. Obviously, being 4-under at one point in the round and closing it out at 2-under is disappointing.
Spieth has already set records at this year's Masters, and AP correspondent Jim Militello at Augusta reports he's in position to break more.
Spieth owns the marks for the low 36 and 54-hole scores at this year's first major. He stands at 16-under after three rounds, which is two shots off the 72-hole mark in the tournament. So that 1997 Tiger Woods record is in sight. Spieth has also rung up 22 birdies so far. The tournament record is 24, set by Woods in 2005.
Jim Militello. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.